Hello again from the Rafiki Africa Farm. It is lunchtime and we are going to talk food. I love to talk food. I love to cook. I used to do this little video series called Fun with Friends, Food and Film. And if we were going to film that series right now, Dorothy, I know your movie, your film that you would want to cook to would be Sound of Music, because I understand when you were growing up, there were nine of you. Your mom wanted you to be the Von Trapp family here in the village.
Yeah, she always made us sing. We'd go to different churches and different kids' events and sing as a family, and she was like the choir leader, and it was so much fun. I loved it.
Yeah. Talk about the traditional foods in this community.
So we have a lot of choices, even though it's we have choices, but there's a limitation. Again, the challenge of people not having water to always grow the food, but you can grow it all year round. A lot of the diets is usually vegetables, like kale and cabbage. We do a lot of peanuts, peanut sauce in everything.
Oh, the peanuts are amazing right now.
Yeah, it's harvest season for peanuts right now, so there's fresh peanut everywhere. It's really affordable because everybody just wants to harvest and get rid of it. So we do a lot of veggies. We do a lot of fish. We have the sardines. We have the bigger fish like tilapia and Nile perch. We do a lot of roots like cassava, sweet potato, regular Irish potatoes. We call them Irish potatoes in Kenya, which means baking potatoes in America. We also do a lot of fruits. Fruits grow here all year round. Watermelon, mangoes, papayas, bananas. So there's quite a variety.
Yeah, you've made some amazing fruit salads, and I'm savoring the fruit because we just can't get that back home at this time of the year. Now, what is Beth cooking now? Can we ask her what she's cooking? Beth, what are you cooking up for lunch?
What was it, budo? To in it, what the chamo lunch? I love to give avocado what the loso gi nyanya for lunch.
So Beth is going to make for us pumpkin soup with coconut milk, and she's also making an avocado salad, which has avocado, lemon, cucumbers, onions, and tomatoes.
And talk quickly about preservation, because there's no refrigeration here.
Yeah, so pretty much what we do is we pick everything fresh in the morning, we cook it, eat it the whole day, and when it's gone, we don't pick again until the next day. If we have leftovers, we keep it open. We have a little basket where it hangs in the kitchen so it gets good air circulation and it doesn't go bad. And we just warm it up the next day and cook it again. That's difficult with the salad, so we always have to pick the tomatoes fresh and make the salad, and we make sure we eat all of it so it doesn't go bad for the next day.
Yeah. And what are the kids having for lunch today at the school?
Today they're having rice and beans. Their menu consists of rice and beans, rice and lentils. We do something that's locally called nyoyo, which is maize, beans, onions, tomatoes, butternut squash, really healthy, complete meal. We do porridge and milk for breakfast, and they also do a lot of kale and cabbage at school. Mm-hmm. So their meal is really nutritious. I wish I would eat it every day.
Oh, and I'm so impressed with the way the women can cut the kale with their knife. They cut it almost like our cabbage.
Yeah, they cut it almost like coleslaw. It's really a fine cut, and it just makes it brings the flavors out when you cook it. Yeah. And it's good. I can't do it, but they're really good at it.
Well, we're gonna take a lunch break. I'm gonna send it back to you in the studio and listen to John Shirk today, and he's gonna tell you more information about how you can help Rafiki Africa at rafikiafrica.org.